The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Honey, the Goss is international this week.
Reporting from the UK, and honey, the train is training and the gray skies are graying.
We've got Canada versus the world.
Political sex tape leaks.
And another installment of Tweet Toots.
And from musicals to plays, you just can't keep us away from the theater.
Plus, tons of messages in the DMs about children's books, dildos on cars, and everything in between.
Ooh, can you get that hair? Because this is unplucked.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
That is high temperature.
Ooh. Hot, hot, hot.
Welcome back for another steaming
piping,
scalding serving of
hot.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Mm. Please come by ASAP.
Would you like to get into some?
Let's get into some
hot
goss. I'm really like, I need to get on tour.
Uh-huh.
And I need that to be the thing that I'm doing. Because right now I'm doing the work of several hundred human beings, and it's too many things and too many people. And I just want to be the one. I want to do the one really good.
You don't want to put the mogul in Moguls of Media? You just want to be the of?
Oh, I'm the media, honey.
Oh, Media Pennsylvania, baby. you're killing it. You're going to be fine. And when you are on tour, I mean, we know how to do tour.
Mama, Courtney knows how to do sexy, and we know how to do tours. Okay.
What are you most excited about going on tour for the Red for Filth? And tickets are available, am I not right? They're almost sold out, I'm sure.
Tickets are moving. A few of the cities are sold out already, and some of them have low tickets left. So go to AlaskaThunderfuck.com if you feel so inclined, because we're coming to a whole bunch of different cities. A lot of cities I haven't been to maybe ever or in a very long time. So nice. this is going to be fun. And I'm going to be living in a bus. And I sleep really well on buses.
Me too. I do well. I really like touring because it's like there's so few choices to make. Kind of the same way with like theater. Like, you know what you're doing. You know what you're wearing. The only real thing you need to figure out is like where to get drugs from if you cross the border. And what is the local artisanal meat situation? Is there a charcuterie?
Are you talking about cocks?
Uh-huh. Oh. And also vegan meat options, like, you know. Soy.
Vegan meat options.
I don't know.
Betty's bitch. It's wild going straight into the tour right after Drag the Musical, because I don't even have time to be sort of sad and, you know, sort of feel that feeling you feel when like the show is over.
I mean, congratulations though, because like you just produced a musical that you wrote and starred in. And it was a hit sold out run on Hollywood Boulevard. Not many drag queens have done that, honey. You're up there with like Charles Bush and like, oh, and like the Luminaries, the Lee Bowerys. You're a legend. And drag queens are going to be performing this long after you're dead.
Which role do you want? I keep
wanting
to know.
Between two mattresses.
Everyone wants to know, which role do you want? Because that's probably going to happen someday.
I would love to
Are you not giving it away publicly yet?
I don't, I'm really not sure.
You haven't thought about it? Oh, you haven't even given it any thought?
I'm waiting to hear from my management.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we're shoring up the deal.
I think all the roles are really great. I do know that there is one person, two people who are definitely irreplaceable. I thought that Nick Laughlin and Jujubee were hilarious. And I thought Jan was like effortless, but Nick was like, I knew Nick was a talented little cunt because she wouldn't have all that attitude if she wasn't, but hilarious. And like, he, like you point him at a piece of scenery, he's already chewing it in his wisdom teeth, baby.
Mama.
He's hilarious. And like, I'm Jujubee with her eight lines, every single one of them, hilarious.
She got mileage out of them.
And those two little cricket ponytails in her pussycat wigs.
What an issue. That was a late addition. She added that later on in the run.
I fucking got my life in every drag queen. Like, I would look down at, like, because something funny would happen. And, like, I'd look down and Brooklyn would be like, oh, you cracked out. because, like, Aurora, Brooklyn, me, all the queens were laughing at the same little things. And we'd be picking up. We're like, little. It was really a fabulous show, and I'm so glad I got to see it. And I can't wait to see where it goes next. It is great hanging out with these UK girls, though. I love doing plays and like cast bonding and stuff. And
totally.
Oh wait, so Aria B. Cassidine sung the shit out of that one little riff thing that she did when her and Jan were facing off too.
Oh yeah.
That was a great little part. That could have gone on for a full minute, and I wouldn't have minded.
We added that late. Like, we added that whole bit because like after previews, someone was like, yeah, the girls don't really like have a chance to sort of like go off vocally. Like, they sing the songs great, but we want a moment where like it's like that.
They
want to
see
like
them go
that,
off.
Like that, yes. Like that Dream Girls fucking, you know.
I've got a show to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we added that.
I loved it.
It's very successful. I like it.
I got River Medway in my cast. I got Louis Cypher, who's an incredible drag king in London. We have Cheryl Hole, who's hilarious.
Obsessed with her.
Victoria Scone. Mm-hmm. Ophelia Love is in it. There's a bunch of great people in the show. But Victoria Scone was announced today in rehearsal for Canada versus the World.
Just a little popping up on a little, you know, a little drag show.
5 o'clock hit and she said, I'm famous again. And I said, yes, you are, baby. You got 9 weeks, honey. Make the most of it. It's her promo picture is sickening. The guy that did the photography in Canada snaps to him or them. It's
well,
great.
we're going to get into that.
Okay.
In the next segment, like, cause I want to see you go off.
I want to see you go off. Do you have anything that you would like to, brag about the musical, because I know you had luminaries and special guests aplenty.
Yeah, no, so many people. Oh, Debbie Gibson came to one of the last ones.
Oh, I heard she's taking over for you.
Well,
imagine when this plays on like a gay Carnival cruise line, because it will one day.
Okay. I'm down.
That would be sickening, right? Put Courtney on a boat, send it around the world.
I really hope high schools do it someday, and they have to take out all the F words, because, I mean, that would get the text down to, I mean, you'd have just an hour-long show, really. It would just be really snappy if you took out all the fucks.
Oh, my God. They won't. Oh, never mind.
I like this podcast, if they did that. They took out all the dick talk.
Oh, my God. That would, it would be, minute moment.
Conduct a minute moments. We have a rainbow spotlight that I would like to take a listen to.
Me too.
This is called My Machine by Jess Roveda. So why don't we take a listen, and we'll be right back with some Canada's Drag Race Canada versus the Drag Race Canada world.
Hello from behind the screen. This is not a simulation. The transformation is complete. It's a permanent vacation. Travel many worlds, but I prefer my own route. You can wipe my drive, but clouds keep me at home. Pay me in the pixels, turn my brain to code.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Wait, this was your best in drag?
I borrowed a dress from Detox for best drag because I had horrible clothes.
Say what you're looking at for the people.
Okay, so you can go and see this picture on Race Chaser Pod, the Instagram, but I am currently looking at, in the category of best drag, three contestants. We have Silhouette from Drag Race Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
We have Miss Alaska Thunderfuck, current reigning legacy position title holder for All Stars season 48. And then she was on season 5. She lost that one. And then a legacy position disqualifie me.
And it says, because if it ain't black, huh, I'm not interested, because we're all wearing black in the category of best drag, which is unusual because you never wear black.
Yeah, the dress, and how did they get my Grindr quote?
God. I'm wearing a dress that I borrowed from Detox because I was like, I think it was either because I had horrible drag or because we wanted to kind of coordinate on the runway, because I think we had to do a group performance, maybe, of those lip syncs.
You look stunnerella. Like, you look clean. And this was before Alaska was known for being a clean queen.
Yeah, I felt pretty.
Like, is this your frontal?
No, it's not my frontal.
You don't have a leave out there or a little side?
There is not a leave out. That is just some fucking hair wigs on my fucking head.
Okay. I'm wearing...
Michelle Visage says to me, is this really your best drag? And I said, it's actually Detox's best drag.
Shut that bitch up. Your tights don't have any holes. We kind of came at silhouette for having holes in her tights or I did. But honestly, I've seen some of her other drags and I thought that this wasn't necessarily her best, but like, I'm just an armchair quarterback. She still looks lovely. I just would have done it different if it was on me a little bit. And that's why we have a podcast to talk about our opinions. Now, the picture of me, I would have done nothing different. I look fabulous.
No, you look amazing.
Yeah, I have a nail on. It's a French tip. The only thing I would deduct points for is the Louboutins are fake. Yeah, I know. Disgusting.
Oh my God, you guys. This is obviously not a competition about how to buy shoes, because, wow.
Yeah.
The tears were from China, and so were these fake lubes, honey.
you bitch. The shoulder piece is Mackie, though. The belt is Dolce. That's when it was okay to wear Dolce. I know
Philadelphia's Mackie doll.
I know Dolce & Gabbana is trying to get back into the gays' good graces by like supplying the outfits for Legendary and giving girls outfits here and there and cock at a ca. But remember everything that they said about gay marriage and gay people having kids and all the other racist shit that they've done to Chinese people when shit happened over there, when they were like, some of the stuff that they put on shirts that was like racist, like those, you know, those dolls.
What?
That they had in Australia.
What like brand is this?
Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, well, I knew they were trouble when they walked in.
Yeah, I only buy them vintage and steal them from David Burka's daughter.
Didn't they support anti-gay shit too?
They literally came out against gay marriage and said they didn't support it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't support it. Fuck those guys. But you know, it is a celebratory moment in the kingdom because Canada's Drag Race Canada versus the World has just been announced.
Oh,
six
yeah.
episodes, is that right?
Well, there's only 9 girls.
So it's like a little season lit.
A season lit, like an Anita Wiglet.
Yeah.
A season lit. Yeah. It's a seasonal selection. It feels like a
seasonal selection.
And honey, these girls look great and their photos are great.
I love the theme. It's disco themed.
Who doesn't love a disco? A big hair and some shiny sequin. But I don't understand why they put all the girls in the Mackie ripoff outfits on one side. And then they said, all the bitches in pants, other side. And Silky, you get over there too in the back.
Yeah, like we're not mixing it up, huh?
Yeah. And so far we got Anita Wiglet from Australia. She was 3rd out, I think. From Down Under, I'm sorry. Silky Nutmeg Ganache. Mm-hmm. Third time's a charm.
The World. She's worldwide, bitch.
She is. Rita Baga. runner-up from Canada, mm-hmm. Stephanie Prince. I think she was first or second out in Canada, season two, maybe? Mm-hmm. Raja O'Hara from America. And we need to put an H on that name to... she will
Victoria Scunn, your castmate in Death Drop. Mm-hmm. So exciting. Vanity Milan, of course. Isis Couture and Kendall Gender, hosted by Brooklyn Heights. So this is, so the concept is it's a bunch of Canada girls and then a bunch of girls who aren't Canada.
Yeah, some Canada girls and then one Australian, a couple of Americans and a couple of Brits.
Right.
But I have to mention Victoria's outfit because she found a way to get wind in her pants.
Mama, she said, point that fan down here, honey.
She said, hit my ankles, baby. Cool me down. Do you think it's weird
Cool me down, down, cool me down, down.
Silky?
Cool me down, down. Do you know that one?
Uh-huh.
Work me down, down.
I'm pretty sure that Raja, Silky, and Brooke were all in the same season of Drag Race too. So these girls
seasonal
are getting
sisters
judged by their friend. Now, if you had to pick an,
that would be so hard to be like, "Hi, sis," like, "Hi, it's I'm Christmas. Gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you what's fucked up about your looks today." Like, what?
Hey, girl, can you go to Petco and get a leash? I'm about to dog walk you. And get one of those retractable ones so I can really grab at your neck, bitch.
And bring some poop bags because you're going to shit yourself.
I would love a girl to just take a steaming fucking dump on the runway when she has to leave.
I think that would be your track, my love.
Well, I already did put my ass on the mirror. I mean,
a
I
blumpkin.
Was.
What is a blumpkin?
A blumpkin is when you suck a dick while a guy is shitting.
No, not that.
That's why it's even worse. If someone calls you daddy's favorite blumpkin, that's not okay. I saw it on a shirt once in the mirror. just the mirror, so just the mirror. Raja O'Hara looks sickening. She looks like the host. They put her in the center. I love her purple
afro. She posted
afro.
That online. She's like, come on, hosting fish.
100. If I had to trade outfits with any of these girls, Isis Couture.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looks like it's giving Big Bird Hooker meets Cher.
Is this... Didn't Isis Couture win already?
She won Canada, yeah. And
the
winners
compete in Versus the World.
Yeah.
They do?
I mean, there's no rules to this. It's who's available, who can get in, who doesn't have a DUI.
And
you have broken the rules.
I'm glad I don't have to go through the rigmarole that these girls have to go through, because hearing what the British girls were paid is a slap in the face, because they know how much drag costs, and to give these girls $2,500...
Well, it's better than $0, which is what it was for a very long time. I know that it's not enough by any means.
Never enough.
But Drag Race has also changed a lot. I mean, now the girls have to be so fucking fancy. Like, we were wearing some crazy bullshit on the early seasons. And
Wait, bitch, get my name out of your mouth. We?
I wasn't speaking about you, wee. I was talking about, like, wee.
Am I not wee who is she?
You, of course, you. No, you've always worn designer, unless it's knockoffs. you have always.
Okay, you're right a little bit. She who is we, not me who she is.
But, like, now, it's like, the judges, I feel like, are harder, but also... especially the fucking the fan base is much harder because they're like, those aren't Swarovski.
I see your lace.
And let's talk about Brooklyn Heights, her promo picture. I think she was behind this whole disco theme. She was like, I have a really good disco wig and a dress. I think, can we just make all the girls do disco, please?
She said, I won't be standing.
She's dancing. Do you think she's sitting on something, or did she just crouch into this fucking just girl, pussy drop position?
The bitch is Gumby. She can move her body. She like to move her body.
She's an athlete.
Yeah, and it goes all the places that everybody wants it to. She's looking gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. I'm excited to watch this. When does this start?
I don't know.
November 18. All right, can't wait. That's about a month away. I'm gonna go grab my salad outside the door. Ooh, girl, we are back. Mm-hmm. The pussy pops severely.
Mm-hmm. And it is, it's that special time of the year where we like to remind everybody to register to vote for the midterms.
You better.
We like to cover a little bit of political.
Yes. In a segment we call, Let's Get political. I don't know what key this is. What note do you start on?
Here's the key of the song. Let's get political. Let it go. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy.
Let's get political. There it is. Okay, great.
There you go.
Thanks.
So this is crazy. Well, not crazy. Maybe it's actually a good thing. I don't know. I'll let you guys judge it. A candidate has leaked his own sex tape. This guy named Mike Itkus did it. He, as though presented with the challenge to say that he's pro-sex work without actually saying he's pro-sex work, a Manhattan congressional candidate named Mike Itkus released his own sex tape in support of legalizing what is likely the world's only recession-proof business. Mm-hmm. The video, which stars Itkus and porn performer Nicole Sage, is called Bucket List Bonanza and could have tanked his campaign, as historically congressional candidates have teams that work around the clock to prevent such tapes from being made public. But in this case, the unconventional effort is well received as a prime example of a politician putting actions above rhetoric. Itkus says, if I would like to talk about it, it wouldn't demonstrate my commitment to the issue. And the fact that I actually did it was a huge learning experience, and it actually influenced items on my platform.
Honey, where's the tape?
Is he talking about the platform bed?
Where's the tape?
It's there. It's on Pornhub.
This is fierce.
I need to see this.
This is fierce, and I hope that this is a movement toward politicians being like actual people, because it's sort of irritating to think that someone, just because they're in politics, is like, they can never have sex, they can never have nudes, they can never publicly be with a sex worker, like to hold them to this sort of standard that probably the majority of their constituents don't live their lives that way. So like, what, I'm glad that this happened. I have no idea who he is as a politician. Is he like some fucking right-wing nut job, like, or is he like chill? I don't know.
He's running in New York. He's running independent.
Oh, great.
And part of this is that part of his platform is about decriminalizing sex work.
Well, I heard he's running as an incumbent on Nicole's face.
Oh my God.
And he may have to sage the room.
Why is it a bucket list bonanza?
Maybe to make a tape.
Maybe he fucks her on a bucket.
Wearing a cardigan.
I made two. There's two scenes in it.
Why do you wear a cardigan to a porn shoot? Is it cold? You better turn the heat up, because you're about to fucking take your clothes off, I would presume.
No, you got to turn the air on. Because here's the thing. Can I talk about this?
No.
Fellas, can I talk to you a minute? Okay, listen.
What?
I just had relations. And
I'm shocked. Shut you up. Tune in here for surprises and shocks, everyone.
What okay, you can shut your mouth. So the top that I, the first top, he mentioned the room was hot, and I was like, let me open the window. And then,
tops are so finicky.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, it's cold and raining, but whatever, we can do that. And then the second one came in, and he's like, ooh, it's hot in here. And I was like, yeah, and the first guy said that too. The windows are open. And the first guy started talking to the second guy, and he said...
In the room?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a bonanza of your own.
We tried to make the clown spit. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God.
So one of them said something about, like, he just came from work. He was hot. I was like, well, baby, you still got to put in some work, because before the sex is when the bottoms have to put in all the work. We got to be ass up on the floor for like 15 minutes to 45 minutes. Sometimes depends when the water runs clear by the AAA girls. And then during the sex, I'm happy to ride for 20 minutes, do whatever, suck a dick for like 3 to 5 songs, sometimes 10. But I need a top to be able to put in some work, because I put in all that work before for him to have a not-so-Hershey highway. So he needs to make sure that his stamina is up. And if you need to do some cardio as a top to do that, to make sure you're not heaving and hawing while you're humping. Like...
So what? Were they getting winded and needed to, like, take a break? Or...
Yes. What am I supposed to do? A puppet show with my empty asshole?
Well, it'd be entertaining.
I always lose the strings.
Thank you. That is a public service announcement. That's a public cervix announcement from Willem.
It was a gay old time.
Thank you.
In Merry Hole, London. Oh, look. Lemon. She's not on Canada's versus the World, and she says...
Hold on, you gotta introduce the segment.
We got yeah.
The oh, thing. Sorry.
This I is scrolled. A segment that we call
Tweet Us,
where we round up some fun and wild tweets that are happening out in the Twitterverse. Yes, as you said, Lemon says, absolutely shocked to not see myself in the Canada versus the World promo. What the fuck was that guy filming me for then? So what happened? She just
RuPaul. I feel like... RuPaul sent the order back. She said she didn't want Lemon with her meal.
Oh, why wouldn't Lemon be involved?
She's already lost. Favorite. Already lost twice. Maybe they're saving her for something else. Lots of reasons.
Could be.
They can't use every girl for everything. But Lemon does have some pretty slick songwriting skills. I will say that.
Very good at songwriting, and she's very stunning.
Yeah, and I do love yellow.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that guy was filming her for. Hopefully it's for her OnlyFans, or she didn't sign anything.
Right. And we also have a very special video of RuPaul making the rounds. She is at Cleveland Pride, I don't know, 13 years ago or something? Long ago.
2004, I think.
Yeah. And she's just doing a pride gig.
Mm-hmm. I think.
I love this woman. She's taking tips.
You got some money for me?
I mean,
she had the nerve to say she was dipping it low. She put one hand on her knee and
dipping it low.
And acted like she was peering into a glory hole to see if anybody was there. She wasn't dipping it low. She wasn't even dipping it below the equator or her waist. She did not dip.
I think that these videos are people find them entertaining because it's just such a different like context to be seeing RuPaul in. And I think it's interesting to remember that she was out there doing fucking drag on a fucking daylight fucking stage with a fucking jukebox cardboard
cutout
thing behind her. And, you know, she's been out there and she's done drag too. So, you know.
Which, you know, that just makes her a drag queen. And no drag queen is above another drag queen. And every drag queen should remember to respect other drag queens. And someone should play this video. If you'd like to see it, we'll put it on Race Chaser Pod, our Instagram. Because it's a really great video and it shows...
What?
It shows a lot about RuPaul.
She's saying, "You have some money for me," which is pretty much what she's doing now. She's just doing it on a grander scale.
Well,
because she's like, "Honey, I'll do a franchise. What do you want? You got some money for me, toots?"
Mm-hmm. I mean, tell the man with the money to come here and pay me.
She has worked smart, she's worked hard, and she's accomplished a lot for the whole world. And, but it's also cool to see her just fucking in a fucking long fucking wig. She still looks gorge.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans? Yeah. Is she wearing jeans?
Yeah.
There's another jeans video drag, where she's wearing leggings and like a purple dress and she's doing like this mix of supermodel. And instead of the Linda, she is fierce. She does the breakdown with the Jacksons. She's like, Reby.
LaToya. Jermaine. Hey, Toy Toy.
Centipede.
Honey, centipede. That's what I want. Oh, and also big news in the world of politics that isn't depressing or horrible. Jane Fonda has endorsed Honey Mahogany.
Yeah.
This is fucking major work.
This is great. In the video, Jane says that she wants everyone to be a part of history and help elect Honey as the first transgender woman in office in San Francisco. And we support Jane. And Jane supports Honey.
You know what?
What?
Listen. Girl, all the dolls are fucking supporting Honey Mahogany. If you're in San Francisco, let's make this a landslide. Let's make this not only historic, but historic in the sense that there's so many fucking votes that it's just fucking turned.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we will be right back. We are back. We are eating salads.
Girl, get the fuck in this cave.
This is the
moment. They have an oxygen bar. There's bubbles.
This is the moment where we go spelunking, unking, deep inside the DMs. I would like to ask that you mute my microphone while you read this so I can eat a bite of salad because my brain has stopped functioning because I need to eat something.
Oh, so you're going to need to
can't even form a sentence.
You're going to need to amend the ad and say you're not fully functioning.
I'm not.
This first message comes from Ewan. He says, "For you, in general, personally, I thought you might be interested in a little update on your beloved sister Jiggly's evolving outlook on life and the prospect of inter-drag relations. In Binge Queens UK 4, episode 3, at 16 minutes, when the topic of Pixie Polite's relationship with Tia Coffee is being discussed, Ms. Caliente responds with, 'Not you drag queens kai-kaiin,' before retching in disgust. So after 10 years and a gender transition, her view ain't changing. Not very love you for you, if you ask me. I wear no wig, and I understand nobody actually asked me. Guess this means she's not gonna approve of the burgeoning Alaska Marina Summers stablemate situation. Sorry. I support you completely, minus 5,000 days of Summers for the win. But maybe something to consider before either of you signs up for Philippines versus the world. Hope you get her seal of approval one day. Love, Ewan." First of all, I saw Jiggly riding a seal. She clubbed it. It was a baby one. And then she skinned it. She don't like seals or kai-kais. I'm just lying on her.
Okay.
Ewan, your message is wrong. Miss Caliente transitioned before she did Drag Race. She was... And if you know about Miss Bianca, okay? Miss Bianca Castro. But if you don't know, you don't know. And that's why you're writing in. So now you will know, and everyone else will know.
And someday your children will one day know.
Mm-hmm. And the sperm you spill on the floor will know.
Listen, I think this is just, I think this is like a funny thing that she leans into.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck as long as she's getting dick down.
Yeah.
It's just something that she doesn't want to do because she's afraid people will steal her drag.
Personally, in general, for her, she does not really probably want to date a drag queen. That's probably not her, like, type. And you know what? She's a trans icon, so she's allowed to fucking retch in disgust about anything she wants to. She's the fucking host. She's the judge on fucking Philippines Drag Race, so she's allowed.
I like this couple's name for you and Marina. 5,000 Days of Summers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I like that they called you stablemates.
Y'all are
not us.
Y'all are so wild.
These are our fans, honey.
Y'all play too much.
You want more salad, bitch, or can I have a bite of this in Yonki?
Yes, now let's switch. Okay. Like your dates the other night. Now we'll take turns. Okay. I'm not mad.
Remember when I tried to fuck the bus driver on our tour?
Stoop. Which one?
Fuck you. The tour that's Access All Areas of AAA Girls now streaming on Out TV come December and iTunes right now.
It's because bus drivers are hot because they are in charge of fucking your life and they do a really great job and it's very attractive.
They could just be in charge of fucking.
Okay. This next message comes from Darby, Alaska Willem, and Big D. This is the second part of a tale I told you about a few months ago. My friend, Mr. Fistalot, is a rampant cheater on his partner of nearly 10 years. You have great advice that I shared with him. Well, he didn't listen to your advice of just asking for an open relationship like any good faggot. Now there's a mystery on our hands, and I'm curious what you sleuths think about it.
Do you remember this? This guy emailed in, and he was a rampant cheater.
Mm-hmm. But first of all, this is not a mystery. It's a fistery.
Okay. It's a mystery to me.
Building a fistery.
On Thursday, Mr. Fistalot came out to his car to leave for work. His partner had been outside earlier, letting their dog out. Mr. Fistalot walked up to his car and noticed his dildo he keeps hidden in his car in his go bag suction cup to the hood of his car. Next to the dildo were his three bottles of poppers and a bottle of lube along with the go bag, where every pocket had been zipped open. Also, the dildo was in a Ziploc baggie and the baggie was next to the dildo. So whoever did this saw a dildo in a Ziploc baggie, took it out and put it on the hood just waving in the wind. Inside his car, his glove box and armrest compartment, whatever it is called, were wide open and the garbage in his car moved around. The dome light in his car was on. The trunk was partially open. The trunk is where he keeps his go bag. The only thing missing were car jumper cables. Mr. Fistalot took the dildo off his car and went to work. His partner has not said a word to him. Now, we live in Portland. Things are weird here. It could be just someone rummaging through Mr. Fistalot's car. He doesn't lock it ever. The partner has said nothing. The partner is acting normal like nothing happened. Granted, this was just a couple days ago, but I feel like you'd say something right away if you caught your partner cheating, wouldn't you?
No.
Who do you think suction cupped the dildo to the hood of the car? A rando, RuPaul, or the scorned partners? More to come. Thanks for all you do. Much love, Darby. What?
Okay.
Keep Portland weird, I guess.
Honey, this is a fistery. And the jumper cables, I guarantee you, they're on somebody's nipples right now.
Oh, yeah, very that.
Very that.
Wait, is go bag a thing? I've never heard of that phrase.
A go bag is like, you know, your little to-go bag. Like, you know, go to the gig, go get pigged.
Oh, I thought it was like a sex thing. Like,
it could be, yeah.
I know people who keep a little bag in their car that has all the accoutrement they could need if...
I do like that he put the dildo in the Ziploc. That was smart of him. But when I caught someone cheating on me, I did not confront them. I saved it.
Right.
For the perfect moment.
I don't think it is a matter of, like, the partner would just, bring it up. Like, I think it was the partner, and I think the partner's waiting for him to fucking, to start the conversation. Because the partner is doing a lot. I mean, clearly, he's out fucking taking the dog out and cleaning up after the fucking dog while you're running around doing whatever. And not telling them. So why is it now the job, an extra job of that partner to be the one who has to bring up the difficult conversation? Like, that's your fucking job. Fuck you, man. And you know he knows. So it's going to be very awkward and painful for you until you fucking do it.
I mean,
that's what she's doing.
He took the dog out and he saw the car. He couldn't not know, even if he didn't do it. So he's just sitting on it, honey, waiting. And
she's waiting.
Mr. Fistelot's gonna get it. He better have all them little ducks in a row, honey. Quack, quack.
She's gonna get it, toots.
Panties, bitch.
Why don't you read our next letter?
Wait, so what did he want? Oh, who do you think suction cup? We told you. Okay, good. This next message comes from
partner for sure.
Definitely.
Or Rue.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the jumper cables?
Yeah, where are the jumper? Well, I think maybe someone else took them. But who wouldn't take the poppers? You know it wasn't me.
Because the thief wouldn't hang around long enough to be caught. I mean, unless they're like on drugs, like on fucking Crystal Tina, you know, and they're like,
I think Courtney went back to Australia.
I love
No, Crystal. It was the partner, and the jumper cables are just the red herring. Mm-hmm. They're just the red heron.
Mm. This next message comes from Colin/Maya. Hi, Willem, Alaska, and Big Daddy Dipper. My name is Colin, first-time emailer, long-time listener, and I had a question about your esteemed careers as authors. You've both come out with some lovely books over the past decade. Willem, Suck Less was the first nonfiction book I ever bought willingly, and I was wondering, have you ever considered branching your writing talents out into the world of fiction? Drag is such a captivating subject, and you both have such a wide array of experiences throughout the years, so I feel like you could channel those stories into a wonderful novel, just like Alaska's done with Drag the Musical, which I listened to twice on my move from Orlando, Florida to Baltimore, Maryland this summer. Not to plug myself, but while I was writing to you, I'd be remiss not to bring up some fun facts about me. I also go by my stage name, Maya Monet, drag daughter of the brilliant and gorgeous Nicki Monet, Slag Wars and iconic Justice star. And in 2021, I wrote my own novel about drag called Paint, a queer coming-of-age story about a boy named Tucker who moves from Orlando from a small Florida town for college and discovers himself after stumbling upon a drag scene there, first found at a parody of the Parliament House in Orlando Institution, now laid to rest, and a potential romance with some club trade. Drag has always inspired me, as you two have, and my drag mother friend Nikki, and I wanted to share it with the world. If you enjoy reading, I would be over the moon to send you free signed copies. Thank you for reading and for all that you do on and off the pod. For potential priority access, attached are some lewd photos of me, as well as some photos of me and drag in my book. Love to you all, Colin Maya Monet.
Okay,
Colin.
All right. She is wearing a red jockstrap scenario.
The booty is tooched.
Tooched and lovely. Mm-hmm. I see some sort of family crest flag on the wall or something like that.
Yep.
That must be the Nicki Minaj family seal.
It's Harry Potter.
Minaj family seal.
Nicki Minaj.
The TV is there. It's not on, but
no fingerprints.
With that ass in the room, you don't need to watch TV. You've got enough entertainment right there, honey.
Now the lighting does.
And she's a book writer.
Uh huh. She writes books. She chose books.
And she does
looks.
Drag.
Yeah, her drag is lovely. She has a lot of blue eyeshadow on. I support her.
I know that you are a supporter of the blue eyeshadow community.
Yeah, and if you like to read books about drag, there's this great book called Paint, and you should check it out.
I think it's such a good idea. I would rather write a fiction book next because I think it has a lot of potential for like some really fun, crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. I want to write a choose your own adventure.
Ooh, great idea.
Yeah, I wanted to do that with the first one, but I got too lost. It was like too confusing.
Yeah.
But I also know that I want my next book also to be able to be read from the front and the back. And then when you open it, you hear two snaps and a clap.
Oh, for a body like that.
For a book like that.
We thank you so much for listening to
Hot Goss. And a special shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind a good pussy paywall. Especially
listening.
Mm-hmm. And you know who's especially listening? Miss Hannah R. and Will D.
Will D. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, and Hannah.
And you can follow us on Instagram at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000 at Race Chaser Pod and at Mom Podcast.
And please stay safe out there, everyone, and be vigilant to what is happening around you. Get that monkeypox vaccine if you're at risk and have access to it.
And we'll be back next week with another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss.
Oh. Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a.
Mom.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.